I want you guys to close your eyes for a second. I want you to vision a world without music. Can you see your life going about your day without music in your daily life? I don't think so. See, music, it plays an important part in people's lives. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It tells a beautiful story. A lot of pain. Happiness. Brings people together. Stimulates the mind. Touches the body, the soul, the heart. See, this is Moody's Point off the Waves World Podcast Network. The show where we highlight and celebrate the love, the art of music. Dawson had a creek. Moody had a point.
So, if you don't know by now, this is Moody's Point, another episode. And this episode is basically what I've been bumping on the lately, you know what I'm saying? Bumping a lot. Got like 5 songs I got to share for you guys. If you like it, you know how I am. I'm on Spotify, Derek Moody. Got hella playlists. Hella playlists, you feel me? But yeah, I'm just sharing 5 basically basic songs that I bang on a daily. I fuck with Baby Smooth pretty heavy. The first song I'm gonna play for you guys is called Overtime. I found out from Baby Smooth from my niggas, man. They put me on, and yeah, he's one of them. I give him like what, top 3 artists out of Detroit size, cause I, you know, kind of the Flint, Detroit rappers. You know, I'm going to fuck with YNJ. I'm going to fuck with Rio, the young OG. Free Rio, Free the Ghetto, you feel me? RMC Mike. So, them niggas out there. But, yeah, Baby Smooth, he be doing his own thing, too. This song is called Overtime. Hope you guys enjoy.
Visual man, she a T.A. handsome. VVS, the D.R. skin be coochie. And a gun in the head, and I'm on the line. That's the one I want. Rollin' with them glocks in Atlanta, yeah, 101. You the type to see me with a perk and ass for the half. You the type to buy a gram on a pound and a half. I was in the hall making sales, nigga, fuck class. Nigga, ask for a fee, tryna take his own stash. I only like models, all my bitches got a bag. I know I be rapping, but I still get on your ass. Nigga, you a pussy, you be giving niggas pets. I won't shoot you in the mall, smack your face off the glass.
That was called Overtime by Baby Smooth. Yeah, like, he got a lot of other good songs, too. Like, Settle Down. He got a lot of great fucking songs, man. Raw Sipper, he just came out with that, like, not too long ago. Yeah, I got put on by one of my homies. That nigga hard. He do his thing. So, that's one of the rappers I'll be bumping lately. Here's a song that's going to take you guys back. You feel me? It's like a nostalgia song. Vampire Weekend songs out. Vampire Weekend fans out there, this is for you. probably one of their best songs that they came out with, in my eyes. It's called A Punk. Hope you like it. The way that song comes in, it gives me feel good vibes. So enjoy the feel good vibes, because this song makes me feel good and happy inside. So A Punk by Vampire Weekend. You're welcome. I'm gonna rewind it back, because I gotta rewind it back. There you go. That didn't give you feel good vibe. I don't know what was. It's a nice little throwback banger from 2008. Vampire Weekend. It's called A-Punk. Underrated group. Very, very underrated group. Y'all haven't heard of them, y'all should check out their work. It's pretty nice and fire. All right. I got another song for you guys that you might like. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I went from my Baby Smooth to Vampire Weekend. Switch it back up. For all you Uzi Vert fans out there, I had a song. I just thought of another song. I was going to play a song that he recently just came out with off his mixtape. But I've been making this song a lot. Because I be feeling everything he says in the song, I be feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? Now I do what I want. Self-explanatory. Just listen to that shit. This song is self-explanatory. I can do whatever the fuck I want, bro. I feel like I can do whatever the fuck I want, you know? You put the work in, you grind, do what the fuck you want to do. Fuck whoever's going to tell you not to do it. Or fuck whoever's going to tell you not to do it. You feel me? Nigga, I put the work in, work hard, play hard. I do whatever the fuck I want. I want to go do this, I'm going to do it. But no problem. Who's going to stop me? You feel me? That's what I get off this song. Doing one by Lil Uzi Vert. Probably top five. If I had to rank, I'd put this in the top three of all the songs he made. Definitely got to be in the top three. It's a banger. Definitely a banger.
I do what I want. Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want.
Remember, I had a little, turned that shit to a lot. Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want. Bro, if that's not motivating to you, I don't know what is. Back to the song, though. And it's like, I know motherfuckers hate me because I be playing this song there and there every day at work. Regardless, I got like two jobs, Juicy's and fucking, bro, I play it literally everywhere. I can't help it, bro. I can't help it. I mean, yeah, I hated Lil Uzi when he first came out. I just thought this shit was horrible. But like, this is like maybe like 5-6 years in now. It's like, you know, in music, certain artists, when you first listen to them, you're like, man, this shit trash as fuck. And then, like, as older you get and as the music and that catalog grows, you go back to the old shit and you think to yourself, you know what? This shit grew on me. I was hating on it when it first came out. Now I kind of fucks with it. That's how I was with Drake. I fucking hated all the Drake shit. I kind of hate certain shit that he put out back in the day. And then certain albums he put out, I'm like, okay, I can see why motherfuckers were fucking with him back in the day. It just took me some time to actually go back and actually, like, you know, let settle in and be like, okay, well, it makes sense why it received the praise that it did. Because, like, you know, everybody has a mature music. Everybody has a time when they were listening to mature music. It was kind of immature with it. It's like, if it wasn't fitting the type of sound they wanted, they wasn't really fuck with it. Because everybody going to have their opinion. There's certain songs that people going to fuck with that are bangers and classics that some people don't like. You know? It's like when I first listened to Kendrick Lamar, I thought it was trash. And like, I'll still tell the story to this day. Only a few select people know. It's like when it was like 2012, you know what I'm saying? 2012. And I just remember we always had this debate because I was a huge ASAP Rocky fan from 2011 all the way to 2015. When he was coming out with Live Love ASAP, Long Live ASAP, and then the fucking At Last Live ASAP, the All album. Like, he had three albums. Those three albums before he just fell off. I blame the Sweden fucking arrest. And I won't say I kind of blame Rihanna, but, I mean, he ain't the same, obviously. But when the mixtape came out first in 2011, that shit was hard. That classic acid rap shit was a banger, you know. He wasn't really on his fashionable shit. He was just rapping, and he was doing his thing with his lyrics and his bars and his flow. And I always used to tell niggas that I thought he was better than Kendrick Lamar. And I always thought Live Love ASAP was better than fucking Good Kid, Mad City. I regret saying that because now I know I was in the wrong, but it is what it is. But, yeah, the songs that back in the day, it's like you wasn't fucking with it. But now as you grow older and you matured more, you're like, okay, well, I can't shit on it. It matter if I don't like the artist, the what he put out was cold. And that's kind of how I feel with Drake. It's like I used to hate his shit, but now most of his old shit, I kind of go back and listen to and be like, okay, well. It's a reason why he's probably one of the top rap artists in our generation. And that's how I kind of view Uzi. Not as far as being one of the top rap generation, as far as his sound and his catalog he put out. I was like, the shit he put back in 2015, I was like, bro, this shit's trash as fuck. I hate the mumble rap. Yeah, that bullshit. The shit he used to do with his fucking shoulder. I hated that shit. But now, as I look back at it, I'm like, man, this shit, these are bangers, bro. These are fucking bangers. Those SoundCloud bangers were hard. Like, SoundCloud is definitely underrated. If motherfuckers taught a music class and they had to go to the history of the 2010s, SoundCloud rap has definitely got to be a big focal point in what you teach to these kids about music-wise. Because SoundCloud rap definitely made a big impact. It's like, we got SoundCloud, Trippie Redd, that whole 2016 freshman fucking list. Trippie Redd, Lil Yachty, Kodak, 21 Savage, bro, Uzi. I mean, Denzel Curry, he's my bet. He don't count. He doesn't even really count on that shit. XXXTentacion, Playboi Carti, all them niggas in that goddamn SoundCloud affiliation. I put them all in the same bracket. Even 6ix9ine, even fucking 6ix9ine. I put them all in that same fucking category, bro. Them SoundCloud rappers were just a different fucking breed. Juice WRLD, he's in that same fucking category too. All niggas in that fucking SoundCloud category made a very impactful fucking, they made a huge impact on the fucking culture, bro. Because that shit took off and it's still taking off this day. And now it's just offsprings of what their style is with other niggas, man. And what I still don't understand is how Charlamagne the God don't think that Chief Keef is not a big influence in the rap game. I mean, he's definitely a big influence. Drill rap wouldn't be what it is today. You wouldn't get these big drill fucking rappers and these drill fucking songs from the UK and New York if you don't got a Love Sosa or a Finito or a fucking I Don't Like. If he did not come out with them bitches, even King Louis. King Louis, guys, he's also an underrated fucking rapper, you feel me? A big part of the drill rap scene that, you know, he wasn't as big as Chief Keef, but he in Chicago, he was that nigga too, bro. Like, I put King Louis, I wouldn't put him in the same category as Keef because Keef had a better better buzz in the drill game than King Louis. But King Louis definitely did his shit when it came to drill music, bro. Like, I was fucking with King Louis heavy from, like, 2011 all the way up to 2014. Well, I feel like when he got shot in the head, that's when it went downhill. But King Louis had some bangers, too. I still fuck with King Louis to this day. I still listen to that March Madness mixtape. That March Madness mixtape is one of the underrated mixtapes in the fucking live mixtape era, bro. Niggas sleep on that mixtape. If you guys haven't fucked, if you don't guys, I mean, I know some people fuck with King Louis, but if you really, really haven't really fucked with King Louis' work, go on live mixtapes, I'm pretty sure it's still on there, and listen to the March Madness mixtape. That bitch hard as fuck, bro. Very hard. That's when I had the Nissan Maxima, the 2001 Nissan Maxima, and I had the nice boy subs, I think it's what it's called, boy subs, subwoofers, the factory subs, bro. Before they blew out, I was banging that shit every day. I forgot who put me on to that, but like I remember like it was yesterday. I feel like we were hotboxing, and one of my homies put that bitch on, and the rest was history. Yeah, but not going off the topic, back to the topic. Yeah, I used to hate Uzi's shit back in the day, but now I fuck with it, bro. Do What I Want was one of my favorite songs, and it's still one of my. Do What I Want is probably one of my favorite songs out now. This bitch came out around 2015-ish, maybe. Let's see. It came out 2016. But, hey. Sometimes people catch on to the wave a little later, but hey, that's what music's all about. Turn that shit to a lie. Always been 100. Put that on my brow.
drugs. Yeah, now I do what I want. 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 Now I do what I want.
Yep, Do What I Want by Uzi was a banger. I'm still in the Uzi spirit, so I'm going to play another song by Uzi. This is off of one of his mixtapes that came out this year, actually. It's called Red and White. I'm expecting the pink tick to be fire. Whenever this motherfucker decides to drop it, you know how Uzi is, and Playboi Carti. You know, trying to figure out them two motherfuckers put out songs is just... It's annoying because, you feel me, they be bullshitting a lot. And they said they'll put out some shit and then they'll be reneging. Like, Cardi. This man Cardi, I don't know. He be on bullshit. I fucking play by Cardi heavy, but he be on bullshit, man. It's like, he be playing around with his fucking fans when he try to drop music. It's like, there's no reason why we should still be banging Red, or a whole lot of Red. That shit came out, with like 3 years ago, bro. 3 fucking years ago. 2020. Two years ago, bro. Why am I still banging fucking Whole Lotta Red? You should have been came out with some shit, my nigga. I mean, I get it. Artists and albums, it takes a while. But you just can't be playing with your fans a lot of that, bro. Don't say you're about to put this bitch out and then change your mind and just go off. I don't know. This nigga be tweaking sometimes, bro. So I'm just patiently waiting for the next project he comes out with. But with that being said, the reason why I talked about that, because even still, they still supposed to be coming out with this joint album. I guess it's called, I don't know. It's a mixtape, the joint mixtape or album they were supposed to come out with a long time ago. Just because when niggas was listening to Shooter and Woke Up Like This, they felt the energy, the collaboration, and the between them two making a song together was going to pop. So we don't even know if we're going to get a collaboration album from them too. But I'm feeling that Uzi will drop before Cardi will. I feel like the pink tape will drop sooner or later. So I'm just patiently waiting for that. But other than that, there's another song that came out. Is one of his mixtapes he dropped this year called... what was it called again? Hold on, bro. Uzi... Oh, yeah, it was called Red and White. So it was called, this song off the Red and White mixtape, one of my favorites. Everybody likes Glock in My Purse. I mean, this song's cool, but to me, Cigarette's probably the best song on that album. So I'm play Cigarette.
My mama
That's probably my favorite part. And he just starts fucking spazzing.
Yeah.
he went hard to that fucking song. Sickly, he went back to that old classic fucking flow he used to do. Yeah. I have two more songs, and then that's how the episode go end. Now, these last two songs is different. You know how I like to jump around from genre to genre. I do rap. Then I do classical sometimes. I like alternative rap. Not alternative rap. Alternative sound of genre. Indie rock, rock and roll. You know. I listen to it all. And this one, this is basically more maybe like, shit. It's definitely 90s type of rock. Shout out to all you Nirvana fans out there. Or shout out to all you Foo Fighters out there. Foo Fighter fans out there. Because you're going to enjoy this. One of the, if I had to rank it in, because a lot of great bangers that came out in the 90s, I would probably put this in the top 20. One of the top 20 songs of the 90s. Between all the genres to combine. Because it's a very, very good song. And it propelled the Foo Fighters career. And now they're one of the biggest bands. You feel me? They've been doing it for a long ass time. But yeah, this song right here is always going to be a classic. Still replay value to this day. So enjoy the classic banger. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. The music video Forever Long is wild too. It's a pretty fun video to watch too. You should check it out if you've never seen it. But yeah, Everlong. I mean, it's no need to get into no extra. No need to talk more about it. It's just a banger. Like I said, one of the top. It definitely was a big song in the '90s, and it pretty much jumpstarted the Foo Fighters and becoming one of the biggest bands. So, of course, enjoy this nostalgia we have going on right now. Hello, I'm waiting here for you, Everlong. I broke myself. I just had to do it. I just had to. Sorry. Well, I just had to sing that part, bro. Shit hard. And it's funny because nobody would have, when Nirvana came out, I wasn't really born yet. So I was born in 94. So at the time that I was born, they was already big rock stars, you feel me? And like most of the focal point was on Kurt Cobain. But you would have told me that the drummer for Nirvana was going to be the lead man for Foo Fighters and one of the biggest bands that came out in the 90s and still doing their shit today. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Kurt Cobain was the focal point of Nirvana. But Dave Grohl, on the drums, converting into the lead singer for Foo Fighters and just putting some fucking edginess and, like, hark. Yeah, bro. Like, that's some dope-ass shit. That's some shit I respect heavy, bro. So shout out to Nirvana. All right, long live Kurt Cobain. Long live Kurt Cobain. Shout out to Nirvana. Shout out to my nigga Dave Grohl, bro. Shout out to the Foo Fighters, man. Definitely, I fuck with the Foo Fighters, bro. I think they're still doing shit to this fucking day, man. Let's see. When was the last time they put an album out? Yeah, they came out with an album this year. To be honest, called Dream Widow. Yeah, they're still doing big things, man. So, yeah. Shout out to the Foo Fighters. And still enjoy the song. Yeah. Ah, it's one of my favorite songs. Still play it to this day. Never every day. So, we're about to end the episode soon. And I feel like this song right here is probably the perfect way to end the fucking episode. So, Greg Dugan is an artist that I randomly found on Spotify. I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. I was doing some shrooms one day. And I was just, I think, I remember like it was yesterday. I was doing some shrooms. And I was playing MLB The Show 21, I want to say. And I was on the Spotify and I found a psychedelia playlist. And I came across a song that from this guy named Greg Dugan. It was called Plant Sitting. I want to say, yes, Plant Sitting on the Weekend. Yeah. It's called Plant Sitting This Weekend. So I listened to it. I was like, damn, this shit low-key pretty, it's like, even back to Marco Vice, Simps-wise, and very, like, it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's very, very, you know, there's a lot of Simps. I want to say really psychedelic, but it gives you feel-good vibes, you feel me? And you doing shrooms, you want your music to feel, it make you feel happy. Not too edgy and rockish to a point where like you want to spaz out, but you want to I feel like it's like listening to a song when you're doing psychedelics. It's like you want to feel like you're skipping through a meadow. You feel me? And that's what I got off of Greg Dugan. And I fucked around, played a whole playlist together, basically two of the songs that I found from him. And it's one song that I listen to literally every day that is definitely one of my favorite songs of 2022, even though it came out, I think, around 2020. It came out in 2020, but it's definitely one of my favorite songs of the year. It's been up there in my on-repeat playlist of one of my top songs I play all the time. It's called Loretta. It's a very, very good song. And the ending specifically is one of my favorite parts because the way it ends, it's fucking beautiful, man. But yeah, this is how we're going to end the episode, basically. I'm going to end the episode with one of my favorite songs, probably my favorite song of 2022. It's called Loretta. I don't even know who. I used to go to school with a girl named Loretta, but regardless, though, this song reminds me of how the Plain White Tees may hate their Delilah. I feel like that's what this song reminds me of, you know? He don't know where Delilah is, but that song is literally a dedication to Delilah out there. All the Delilahs out there, the Plain White Tees made that song for you, and that's what Greg Dugan did with this song. So any Lorettas out there in the world, he made this song specifically for you. And he says it, he literally says in the song, he made this song for you. So, if your name's Loretta and you're listening to this podcast, shout out to my nigga Greg Dugan, bro. You're doing big things. One of the underrated artists in this world. Give us some time. We need to shine more light on his music because he makes great music. And I actually had a chance to, I actually hit him up on Instagram and he responded to me. Like, artists like that, you never really thought they'd respond to you. I hit him up, told him how good his music are. Keep up the good work. I checked out his EP. Just had an EP that came out. Listen to that shit. You know, I chopped it up with him, and he said, you know, he appreciated my appreciate the love I'm showing them. So, and like shit like that, it's cool. With artists like that to show you some love back and, you know, appreciate the fact that you listening to their projects and tell you that, it's a big deal. So shout out to my nigga Greg Dugan. That's how we go in this show off with the song Loretta. Yeah, this is the best song. This is the best part right here, man. This song hits the heart. This song hits the heart right here, man. He fucking... Whew. You gotta listen to this part. I can do, but Loretta, if you're out there, I wrote this song for And that has been another great episode of Moody's Point. I'm your boy Moody. Moody's out. Thank you for tuning in to the Waves World Podcast Network. I'm your boy Moody. Appreciate it.